Doing things at your own pace is too damn slow.
StayAllDay.com.
Free's exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. That is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called work on your game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is, success is not a linear process. Before we get into this, I remind you of two things. First, my daily motivation text and Monday motivations that come out every day and every Monday, respectively. Once we get the text going again, as of this recording, they are not, but they will be as soon as we get our technical issues and everything aligned the way it's supposed to be. Text me at my number 305-384-6894. Those messages are guaranteed to have you focus, sharp, and on point to start your day and or week. You want to be in that community. It is free to join. Just text me at that number that I just gave you. It's down below in the description if you missed it. Secondly, Work On Your Game University. That's the place where I do all my coaching. If you would like to have me as your direct coach, you would like me to work with you directly on what you are working on right now, where you want to go for your business or personal life. We have a four-part framework based around mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability. But my coaching is based around you, what you need, where you're at, and where you want to go. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. You can see more about what we're doing, who we have worked with in the past, what they say. And you can schedule a time to have a conversation with us about what you're doing and what you need. Again, that's all at workonyourgameuniversity.com. Now, with that out the way, getting into the topic, success is not a linear process. This is a conversation that I have had about success not being a linear process. I've had this conversation with many people over the years for different reasons. I'm going to talk about some of those reasons here in today's, before I even get into any of that, let me give you all a definition of this word linear so that we're all on the same page, so no one is confused as to what I mean when I say it's not a linear process. Definition of the word linear means of, relating to, or resembling a line. In other words, linear process, that means it's not a straight line process. That's what linear means. It means one dimension going in a straight line. So when I say success is not a linear process, it means things do not just go in a straight line. You don't just do A, B, C, D, E, and things just work perfectly as expected or even in the order in which they were expected. Another definition says of, relating to, resembling, or having a graph that is a line and especially a straight line, or of the first degree with respect to one or more variables. Let's see if I got another one. Everything here is just talking about straight line, directly where a response or output is directly proportional to the input. That's a great definition. Let me say that one again. Another definition of linear. I'm just looking through the different ones they give you here. Having or being a response or output that is directly proportional to the input. I'm here to let you know that success is not like that. Okay, it's the opposite of that. So this is a conversation, again, talking about success not being a linear process. I've talked about this subject with many entrepreneurs individually. Haven't talked about this as a piece of material. That's why I'm doing it now. But over the last few months, I've seen to be talking to a lot of people with this exact challenge, or maybe I'm giving them this insight because they had never considered it in this way. For many people who have many things going on at the same time, that's which is often the case when you're an entrepreneur. And if you're an entrepreneur, you don't have many things going on at the same time. It's probably because you are just moving a little bit too slowly. And it can sometimes start to feel as if you are overwhelmed. It feels like you got maybe too much going on at once, and maybe you need to pull back a little bit because it's just too much. And you're just starting to feel like the pressure is getting to you, or the stress, or the anxiety, or whatever you want to call it. It's starting to get to you. As a matter of fact, I just had someone who's a coaching member of our university just text me, and they were expressing these exact sentiments. And I talked about combating overwhelm back in episode number 1366, by the way. And you can find every episode in the history of the show by going to workonyourgamepodcast.com. And there we have every episode, the audio linked right there. You can listen to any episode in the history of the show right there on that page. And anyway, I made this episode today to share with you the same things that I share with them, was letting you know that when you are looking to create success, especially success that is outside of the norm, like more than average, these things do not happen in a calm and neat process. All right, that's what you're going to come to understand today. Point number one, topic once again, success is not a linear process. Number one, massive growth happens when you do more than is normally expected at a faster than normal pace. Now, I took a sip of water there so that could sink in. Let me say it again. Massive growth. Okay, now I'm not just talking about regular growth. Massive growth occurs in your life when you do more than what would normally be expected. Again, that is relative to yourself, more than what you normally do. And you do it at a pace that is faster than how fast you normally go. When you step up the amount and the speed at the same time for yourself, that's when massive growth occurs. Everybody catch that? I talked about this a lot in episode number 2874, just a few weeks ago. The topic there was triggering the phenomenon. And I put that in quotation marks, the phenomenon. Again, that's covered in episode 2874. That is triggered by doing more than what you normally do, more often and faster than all of what your norms are. So it's different for each person. So some of you have been going from a level 7 to a level 9. For some of you, it's going from level 2 to a level 4. But whatever it is more than what you're used to. And what happens when you do more than what you're used to on multiple planes at the exact same time? Does anybody know what happens? Think about it. Think about your life right now. Think about the day that you're in right now. If I made you do more than what you're used to doing, and I made you do it faster than you're used to doing it, and I made you do it more often than you're used to doing it, all at the exact same time, what would happen? What's one thing that is guaranteed to probably happen with you internally? Let me tell you what it is. You would be uncomfortable. Guaranteed. If I did things faster and more often than I normally do them, I'm going to be uncomfortable. If you do it, you'll be uncomfortable. If your grandma did it, she'd be uncomfortable. If your kids did it, they would be uncomfortable. We all get uncomfortable when we are pushed outside of our normal modes of operation, and especially if you do it in multiple planes at the same time. Now, understand, this is making yourself uncomfortable, but doing it on purpose. See, it's not someone making you get uncomfortable. It's not me making you do these things. It's you choosing to do them. I may suggest them, but you're going along with it. So we're on the same page. We're doing this together. There are other ways that massive growth can happen in life. I'm not saying this is the only way that massive growth happens, such as, let me tell you some other ways massive growth can happen. You can just have an unexpected opportunity fall in your lap. Just today, I'm recording this on a Monday, but just maybe about 9-10 days ago, I had someone reach out to me and say, "Hey, Dre, I'm interested in booking you for a speaking gig. I came across some of your content. I love your stuff. I got this event coming up and we want to book you to speak." I told him the number and we're going to go ahead and knock that out. This is an unexpected opportunity. I didn't reach this guy. I didn't know this guy. He found me and there's an opportunity. Boom. Now, is it massive growth for me to get that opportunity? Not necessarily, but it could happen that way. Let's say you had a company and say, "We got 10 gigs a year. We want to book you for all 10. What's your fee?" And we'll multiply that by 10 and give you that. Now, that may be a little bit different. The whole point being, sometimes unexpected opportunities come that you weren't even planning for, and that can lead to big growth. And sometimes things just find their way to you, but you can't control those. See, I can't control that. So I'm not talking about that here today. When it comes to making this phenomenon happen, keyword making, this is completely under your control. To make it happen means to be things that you actually do on purpose. Most people I know who want to be massively successful, you usually want to have some control over the process. Because if you don't have control over the process of you creating success, well, what happens if whoever does control it decides that they don't want you to be successful? Well, you got a problem. Point number two, today's topic, once again, is success is not a linear process. Actually, before I move on to point number two, let me clarify something on point number one and how this relates to the overall topic. Because success not being a linear process means you can't keep doing things in the straight line process in which you have currently been doing. The way you've been doing things up to this point is your linear process. So again, when I say a linear process, that is relative to each one of you individually. So what's linear for you is doing this much, this often, at this pace. And for someone else, it's a different amount, a different frequency, and at a different pace. So whatever is normal for you, that's your version of linear. If you're going to create massive success, you can't keep doing things that way, because massive success means more than what you've done up to this point. So you can't get a massive outcome doing things the same way you've already been doing them. All right. And again, success is also relative. So all these terms I'm using here today are relative. There's no one answer that applies to everybody. It's specific for each individual person based on where you're at, where you want to go, and what you're currently doing. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game Email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com and get my emails directly to your inbox every day free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. You know what is the biggest thing that separates the high level performers from everyone else out there? It is not talent. It is not hard work. It is not resources. It is not knowledge. It is not skill. It is the fact that they have a process and a strategy for how to show up and give their best effort, even on the days when they don't feel like being at work. Has any of you ever had one of those days? Has any of you having one of those days right now? That day is called the third day. We put a label on it and we describe exactly what it is in my new book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs. In this book, I will not only describe to you what the third day is, but I will help you create a formula for yourself for you to show up and give your best effort, even on those days when you don't even feel like going to work. In that book, you're going to become a professional and no longer be an amateur. I'll give you a free copy of it. As a matter of fact, all you have to do is cover the shipping. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Again, thirddaybook.com. Now on to point number two. Topic once again is success is not a linear process. Number two. Most people only grow linearly if they grow at all. Many people don't grow at all, but most people only grow linearly if they grow because they insist on doing one thing at a time at a frequency that they're comfortable with and at a pace that is normal and comfortable for them. Let me say that one more time. Most people, when they grow, if they grow rather, they only grow in a linear way, meaning it's a slow, steady growth process for them, which sounds like a good idea, right? But I'm going to address that in a second. Because they only want to do one thing at a time, bad idea, at a pace that's comfortable for them, another bad idea, and at a frequency that is just normal and, you know, within their comfort zone. Three bad ideas all at once. And this leads to slow and steady growth. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, Dre, why would slow and steady growth be a bad thing? Here's why it's a bad thing. Because you do not have enough time to grow slowly and steadily if your aim is massive success. And that's the key point here. This episode here today is for people who want to achieve massive success, meaning the success you want to achieve is way outsized compared to what you have achieved up to this point, which means you can't keep doing things the way that you've been doing them. Doesn't make sense. Logically, that makes no sense, does it? Okay, exactly. So those of you who are okay with the current pace of success that you have achieved, or you're okay with maintaining your current status quo, this episode is not targeted to you. I don't mind you listening to it, but I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the people who want to achieve massive success. You can only grow linearly, which is not massive, when you're doing things at everything is within your normal realm of comfort, everything you're used to doing. All right. I've already told you this in prior episodes. All right. Doing things at your own pace is too damn slow. All right. How many times have you heard me say that? I've said it a whole lot of times. Doing things at your pace is too slow. All right. You're not going to get there. I talked about this in episode 2685. People who want to take baby steps. Babies take very small steps and they're too slow to walk. All right, if you're taking a walk with your baby, a child who they're not like fully grown yet, it's going to take you a long time to get there if you wait for them to walk. Eventually, you got to pick them up or put them in a stroller or hop in a car or something because they walk too slow. All right, episode 2546, doing things at your own pace is too damn slow. All right, episode number 2182, the problem, you are moving too slow. And I just came out and said it directly right there in that episode. Your pace is what got you to where you are right now. So do you want to achieve more success faster than what you've achieved up to this point? That's a question that I'm asking you. Let me ask the question again in case you didn't hear me. Do you want to achieve more success faster than what you've done up to this point? So look back from when you started, whatever you do now, and look up from when you started to now. And I'm pretty sure you probably made progress. You listen to a show called Work On Your Game. So I'm assuming you're a type of person who makes progress consistently. So I'm assuming you made some growth steps from when you started to where you are now. My question is, are you okay with continuing to advance at the current pace at which you are advancing, or would you like to advance at a faster pace and make even more advancement over the years that you have remaining, whatever amount of years that may be, moving forward? That's the question. Which one is it? If it's the former, you're okay with just continuing to move at the same pace that you've been going, okay, then this episode is not targeted to you. Keep listening, but it's not targeted to you. If it's the latter, meaning you want to achieve more than you've achieved, let's say you want to achieve more in the next 10 years than you did the previous 10 years, and you want to do it faster, maybe not take 10 years, maybe take 2 or 3 years to achieve more success than you did in the last 10. If that's you, then understand you can't keep doing things at the pace that you're comfortable with. And I'm betting most of you are in that second group. So your pace is no longer acceptable, period. If we keep doing things at your pace, you will keep achieving success at the pace at which you have already done it. But you just told me that's not what you want to do. So any of you ever had a fitness trainer before? What's one thing a fitness trainer is going to do? They're worth even half of what you paid them. What are they going to do? They're going to have you do stuff that's harder than you're used to doing. And they're going to have you do more than what you would do by yourself. Because otherwise, why are you hiring a trainer? What's the purpose of hiring them? They're going to have you do the same stuff you're already doing. All right, that's the point of their existence, is they're going to push you outside of your comfort zone. All right, and you should be uncomfortable. If you're not uncomfortable, what you got them for? Your pace for you is your average. All right, so when we say average, sometimes when I say average, I'm referring to the masses of people, and there's an average type of person, and that's what I mean by average compared to everybody else. In this context, when I say average, I'm talking about compared to yourself. What is your average? If you keep doing things at your average pace, you're going to keep getting the same results you've been getting. Average is not about, again, in this context, not about other people, it's about you. Have you ever wondered why so many people have big goals and big dreams for themselves and they work hard every single day, yet they never reach their goals? You ever wondered about that? I have, and I found out the reason why this happens. It's because most people never ask themselves a key third question, which is, who do I need to be while I'm doing what I'm doing so that I can have what I want to have? You see, if you never fix your mindset and the way that you're thinking about a situation and the way you think about yourself and the way you see yourself in the mirror, then it doesn't matter what you do and it doesn't matter what you want. You will never get there because you simply have an inaccurate formula. I wrote the book called The Mirror of Motivation, which addresses this first question. Who do I need to be? And when you answer that question, then when you do what you need to do, it will produce the outcomes of you having what you want to have. If that sounds like it might be the missing link in your process, and let me let you know, it is the missing link in your process. Go to mirrorofmotivation.com. All you do is cover the shipping, and I'm going to give you a free copy of that book physically mailed to your doorstep. Again, mirrorofmotivation.com. So you can be who you need to be, then do what you need to do, and then you're going to have what you want to have in your life. Mirrorofmotivation.com. Point number three. Today's topic, once again, is success is not a linear process. Number three, if you want everything to be calm, easy, and under control, you can have it that way. I don't mind you having it that way. I don't begrudge you for it. I don't think you're a bad person. You're not a loser. You can be successful doing things this way. You can be more successful than most people, depending on your vehicle, depending on your skill set, depending on your baseline. You can be a lot more successful than most people on the planet if you just keep doing things that are calm, easy, and under your control. You can have things that way. Just understand that there's a trade-off for doing things that way. The trade-off is your future success will be mediocre compared to your current level of success. In other words, you'll probably do the same thing you've been doing. So 10 years go by, you're still in the same spot. I consider that mediocrity. Now, again, you got to remember where you are and who you're listening to. All right. This space over here, this is about personal and professional development, which means we are continually growing and getting better. You either building or destroying, growing or dying, getting better or getting worse. There's no, I'm good here and I'm not trying to get better anymore. If that's you, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the wrong place for you. The trade-off of easy, calm, and under control is mediocrity. In the work on your game world, that's the trade-off. Now, if you want to go somewhere where easy, calm, and under control is celebrated, go ahead. It ain't here. This ain't that place. So there's nothing wrong with wanting everything to become easy and moving at your comfortable pace, okay? Again, that makes you comfortable. Who doesn't want to be comfortable? Everybody wants to be comfortable, right? But we all understand that the concept of the comfort zone and being willing to get uncomfortable is where the growth happens. We all understand both of these at the same time. So you have to make a choice. Which one do you want? Do you want to be comfortable and have everything calm, easy, under control, and laying on the beach sipping mimosas? Is that what you want? Or are you willing to get uncomfortable in order to achieve an outsized level of success? And yes, this is an either or thing. Understanding this comfort zone thing is not just something that you talk about. Everybody understands the concept of the comfort zone. We all talk about it a lot. Many of you who has read or consumed any personal development material, even outside of mine, I'm sure you understand the concept of the comfort zone. Understand this ain't just talk. Are you willing to get uncomfortable? Everyone seems to understand the concept, but when it comes time to actually do some things that would make you uncomfortable, all of a sudden people tend to forget about that, or they start to push back. And again, most of the people I talk to are usually pretty smart. These are intelligent individuals, business owners, people who built businesses, created stuff, gone to college, got degrees, multiple degrees, some of them, worked in careers a long time, but moved up, you know, gotten better, advanced, et cetera, et cetera. These are not, I don't deal with stupid people. I deal with really smart people. And I'm talking about people who become members of Work On Your Game University and people who do not. They consider it, but they don't. And anytime someone starts to push back against something that might make them uncomfortable, usually their explanation is really logical, really rational. It sounds very smart. It's very articulate and intelligent. that doesn't mean it's going to help you get to the success you want to get to. All right, there's a difference between the two. Just because something sounds smart doesn't mean it's going to help you get to where you want to go. I can tell you a whole lot of smart things that I don't want to do. All right, even though they sound smart, I'm not doing them. Why? Because they just don't go with where I'm trying to get to. And you need to have that same way of looking at things. Something that you don't want to do or participate in doesn't necessarily make that thing wrong. It's just not for you. Everybody understand what I'm saying here? All right? It's completely fine if you want to go to the gym 3 times a week and get a 30-minute workout in. If that's comfortable for you, that's great. I ain't going to the gym 3 times a week. I'm going to the gym 7 days a week. That's me. Again, nothing wrong with you going to the gym 3 times a week. I'm just giving you that as an example. I'm not saying, what I'm saying is, it's not wrong to want to do things that way, but I'm not doing things that way. So just because you don't want to do something doesn't make it wrong. But you got to decide what makes the most sense for you, given your goals. And if you don't have goals, then it's hard to make decisions. So when it comes time to get uncomfortable, are you willing to actually do it? I understand you know about it. You heard about it. You can recite the phrases, but are you willing to do it? Are you willing to get uncomfortable and move at a pace that takes you outside of your comfort zone? Something that's not normal for you in order to achieve success that currently is also is not normal for you. You want to achieve more success in the next 12 months than you did in the last 12 years? Okay, you can't do that doing the same things you've been doing. Again, does anybody not understand that? Is that something that no one here can logically reconcile that concept? Everybody understands that. Everybody gets it. When you hear that, you're like, okay, that makes sense. All right, that's a question you got to ask yourself and you need to seriously answer it. All right, don't just ask it, but you got to answer the question now. And don't take all day. All right, remember, your time is limited. So let me recap what I'm talking about here today. Topic, once again, is success is not a linear process. In other words, you cannot achieve massive success moving in the straight line that you've been moving in up to this point. And again, I talk to a lot of people, business people, specifically entrepreneurs who tend to have a lot of things going on at the same time, or they could have a lot of things going on at the same time. A lot of entrepreneurs try to push back against those many things all at once and try to do one thing at a time because they start to feel overwhelmed, stressed, anxious, et cetera, like it's too much on their plate at the same time. Well, understand, if you want to create massive success, then you have to have a lot on your plate and you got to figure out a way to eat it. That's the point. That is the point. Yes, it's uncomfortable. Yes, it's abnormal. Yes, it's outside of what you expected. Yes, yes, yes to all of that. And that's exactly how it's supposed to be. Everybody clear on that? Recapping our points. Number one, massive growth happens when you do more than normally expected at a faster than normal pace more often than is expected. You need all three. The amount, the frequency, and the pace. You need to do all three at the same time. That's when massive change occurs. Again, the ones that you control. Now, massive change can happen randomly in your life that you didn't control, but the ones you control, you do all three of these, I guarantee you massive change will happen in your life. I don't know what it's going to be, but it will happen. Now, if you work with me, I can tell you exactly what it's going to be because we're going to plan this out and strategize. But if you make all three of those changes, there will be a change in your life. Number two, most people only grow in a linear way, meaning step, 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 step. They walk up the steps of a 200-story building simply because they only want to do things one step at a time. They want to do things at a pace that's comfortable for them and at a frequency that fits within what they're used to. The problem is you can't get to massive success doing things that you've been doing up to this point unless you are at this exact moment creating massive success. Most people in our current moments, if you never thought about this stuff, you haven't done this consciously and intentionally, you have not created massive success because it doesn't happen by accident. It must happen on purpose. I've told you this before. All success in life happens on purpose, not by accident. I told you this in episode number 864. Number three. If you want everything to be calm, easy, and under control, you can have it that way. And there's nothing wrong with this. Just understand the trade-off of that is mediocrity and you cannot achieve massive success that way. So you have to pick which one do you want. All that said, folks, text me so you're in my community. My number's down below in the description and work on your game university. You'll like me to work with you directly on how we can get nonlinear and start stepping up on these three areas that I told you, pace, frequency, and amount, so that you can start triggering massive success on purpose and not just hope that it randomly occurs. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. You can look into what we're doing in our program, schedule a time to talk with us, and we'll take it from there. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me. 305-384-6894. Do you know what the number one key is for you to advance and get to a higher level from where you are right now? It is not for you to work harder, wake up earlier, or go to sleep later. No, it is for you to get the right insight. In other words, to ask yourself the right questions. These questions are usually questions that you don't have the answer to, but dealing with those questions opens the door for you getting to that next level that you want to reach. How do you get help with this? By getting coaching, by getting around other people who can see things that you don't see, who have perceptions and insights that you don't have. This is why coaching is as valuable as it is. And this is why higher level performers always invest in coaching. The best way you can do that from here is to go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That is the only place I offer coaching, the only place I work with anyone directly. You just go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. You can see all your options for getting involved with us and engaging and having someone coaching you so that you can take yourself to that next level again through insight, not just through effort. Again, it's workonyourgameuniversity.com.